This is the Daily Update for Thursday, June 29, 2017, with Michael Angley. The New York Governor, Andrew Cuomo, is declaring a state of emergency for the MTA and calls the transit system's state of decline unacceptable. Offers no solutions in doing this. He says that we need ideas, we need to think outside the box. So it comes down to delays, derailments, trains stuck, canceled, people stuck in trains for hours with no air conditioning, no lights, no nothing. And dozens of people were injured from a derailment the other day in Harlem. So who's responsible? That's what it comes down to. And you don't hear the governor saying, we need to find out who's responsible. You know why? Because he's responsible and Mayor de Blasio is responsible because they took billions of dollars away from the MTA. And then when you underfund something like that, eventually all these things are going to come to fruition, all these things are going to go bad, and then now we're seeing the results of this so-called Democratic leadership. Power outages happening, and they don't know why. So Cuomo said he's going to fine anybody who's involved. We're going to make them pay. But what does that do? Does that help the people in those trains? Does that help anybody in the city? You know what that does? It puts more money in the pockets of politicians when they put out these fines. So this public transit system is old, antiquated technology. They need to replace all kinds of stuff, from the boards that they use to the software that they use to everything and the equipment that they use. But the Democrats ran it into the ground. And it's important to note that. And then now people are paying attention to who runs what and then how well they run it. So there you go. The train systems haven't been this bad in New York City since the 70s. Pretty damn pathetic since it's 2017, and we should have the best of the best for people in mass transit instead of people having their trains canceled and getting injured from faulty equipment and negligence. So, the new travel ban is going into effect tonight at 8 o'clock. The lawyers are descending upon JFK, and keep in mind, all these lawyers are paid for by New York State and New York City. So they have money to pay for lawyers from people from Somalia or people from Libya, but they don't have money to fix the train system, right? So think about the mentality behind this. So there's new guidelines issued. The travel ban affects 6 countries: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. All these countries hate the United States of America, by the way. In Iran, they chant death to America before they pray. So how sick is that? There is nothing wrong with having a really good vetting process. There's nothing wrong with knowing who's coming in the country, especially from these countries that have been infiltrated by terrorists. So, Las Vegas prepares for marijuana. In Las Vegas, Saturday, July 1st, marks the beginning of recreational marijuana use. They expect millions of people to flock to Nevada and then get into marijuana tourism, what they're calling it now. They're only allowed to smoke it in private, and it's a $600 fine if they're out there in the street smoking it, and that's acceptable, right? So here we go, another state. And think about Nevada. This is the same place they used to put people in jail for 20 years for having a joint back in the 60s. So here we are. They legalized marijuana for recreational sale, like many other states. In eventuality, the Supreme Court's going to rule on marijuana, and then you're going to see it legalized in every state. So the Catholic Church is in the middle of another sex scandal. No surprise. Australian Cardinal George Pell, a top aide to Pope Francis and also the head of the church's finances, has been charged with several accounts of raping children. And it's interesting, in the article they said sex offenses. Sex offenses. No. How about several accounts of raping children? How about dozens of accounts of raping children in 30 years that he's been doing this? And then Pope Francis says, well, I'm behind the cardinal. This is the same Pope Francis, when he got to the church, said he was going to stop all this sex abuse and he was going to turn these people out and then justice is going to do its business. But instead, he's protecting these child molesters. And let us not forget, in 2012, when they uncovered this huge ring of institutional pedophilia in the church, over 4,000 cases of it. So the church equals sex offenders. That's the way I see. So what would Jesus do? How about this? I know what Jesus wouldn't do. He wouldn't be raping kids. So the church has to answer for this. And then they have the nerve to talk trash about other countries and people wanting security and whatever. The church is all about prejudice. It's all about discrimination. It's all about raping children. It's all about guns. It's all about walls. And it's all about division. So think about that when you hear them preach. Today is National Parchment Day. Of course, parchment is a paper people used to write on back in the day. And if you want to celebrate Parchment Day, get some parchment or just take a piece of paper and kind of like, you know, yellow it and do what you gotta do and write something on there and give it to your friend just to annoy them. Today is Almond Butter Crunch Day. Who doesn't love Almond Butter Crunch? And then you can kind of like put it in ice cream and do other stuff. So celebrate Almond Butter Crunch Day. Of course, almonds are very good for you. The butter crunch, probably not. Today is National Camera Day for all you photographers out there like me who like to go out and take pictures of pretty much anything and like, you know, shop and put it around and show people. So go out, take pictures today with your camera and show your friends. Today is Waffle Iron Day, so make your own waffles. I know people that love to make their own waffles. It's a lot of fun and fresh, nice, good. Make your own waffles. Don't buy the frozen kind. Today is Bomb Pop Day. Of course, Bomb Pop are those ice pops. Then they kind of look like a rocket. And they're red, white, and blue. And then nothing says 4th of July like fireworks and a bomb pop. So today's Bomb Pop Day. Go out and buy a box. It's also Handshake Day for all the people out there that still like to touch each other and do their funky handshakes and not fearing of catching something, you know? And there's all kinds of organizations with special handshakes. And I used to know a lot of bikers back in the day, and they all had these crazy special handshakes. So whatever, man, go shake someone's hand today. And it is also Mud Day for all you people out there like to get muddy. You know, they get into the mudders, they go out into the mud, and they go out in their trucks and their four-wheelers or just roll around the mud like a pig. Whatever you like to do, get muddy today. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, June 29th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.